Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Chairman. I'd simply like to give you some examples and to say that we support this article. And I'd like to refer to some of the comments made. The voluntary guidelines on land tenure also point out the duty of states to provide recognition and appropriate protection to the legitimate rights of tenancy for Indigenous peoples and for other communities with traditional land tenure systems. This is in 9.4 of the guidelines on land tenure. Furthermore, some research shows that the amount of time in societies, particularly with respect to Indigenous peoples and peasants peoples, whereby the women stand out to a great extent, have been related to their environment. The environment has been converted into a type of a cultural construction, and culture is a construction that has a very close link to land and nature of the geographical area in question. Based on this relationship, we have classification and local nomenclature models of the natural environment as an outcome of the perception of the discontinuity, and these models are the evidence of the inalienable link between nature, societies, and languages. Moreover, many governments recognize the right to land in their legislation. When it comes to Mexico, this is an important example that needs to be highlighted. In addition to recognizing the right to land, recognizes the customary rights and the collective rights of communities as established in Article 27 of the agrarian reform, which recognizes the inalienable link and right to land. This was strengthened in the agrarian reform law and the law on sustainable development. Chairman, during the period of the process that this recognition took, that is to say from 2002, Mexico had a situation of self-production of food. And this agrarian reform, which dates back from to 1992, led to the privatization of land. Mexico has become a country which depends on commodities and basic products. This tells us about the importance of maintaining an article of this type with respect to land and with respect to the rights of peasants, Indigenous peoples, and other small-scale food producers. And thus, I think it's important to have an article that refers to the right of peasants to land and other natural resources, particularly nowadays when large mega projects have sought to take ownership of the land of rural communities in various parts of the world, in particular in Latin America. Thus, what the South African delegation put forward in their proposal, we believe